you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Today, welcome everyone to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I wanted to discuss today the benefits of essential oils. Now, there are a lot of ways to use essential oils. They have a lot of different benefits, and you can use them even in your hair as well. I might be able to get into that depending on timing wise, but anyway, so I feel like essential oils are kind of taking over everywhere. Now, I was first really introduced to essential oils and to actually enjoying essential oils using a diffuser when I worked for a bar studio, because our studio owner, she had a little diffuser in the corner of our bar studio, and I would always, because I worked the front desk and things like that, I would always be allowed to choose the essential oil and like the scent for the day. And I personally always usually picked lavender. She did have lemongrass. Now, and that's the other thing. There are different benefits to the different essential oils. They can, and depending upon what it is that you're trying to achieve, or you could just use essential oils really just for fragrance in the home or in a small area such as a bar studio, or you can use it for therapeutic benefits as well. So it really just depends on what you're using it for, if it's more for just pleasure, whatever. So, and while I was working at the bar studio, I just did it more for the pleasure side. And I only had 3 scents to choose from. She had 3 scents that she had. So it wasn't like I had a variety to choose from or anything like that. So I usually did pick lavender. But anyway, so now there are many benefits to essential oils. And they can, and especially when used safely and correctly. Now, of course, with everything that you do, you should always do things in conjunction with a healthcare professional, because there are a lot of benefits to essential oils. But when used incorrectly and things like that, anything when not used properly cannot be a good thing at all. So some benefits of essential oils are, some can help improve your immunity and speed up recovery time. So like if you're feeling under the weather and things like that, it can help with infections, help dealing with infections. It can sometimes even be used to help balance your hormones. It can be made into, like, you can use them to make homemade and natural cleaning and even beauty products as well. I know a lot of people use it in their hair. You can use it for your masks. You can use it for moisturizing, like if you create like a body scrub, if you create lip balm and things like that. If you're really into homemade products, then these are oftentimes in these homemade recipes, they'll say, oh, add a drop of 2 of your favorite scented essential oil to, you know, add a smell, like a scent, a pleasant scent to your new body scrub or whatever. Anyway, so it can be used in body products. It can be used for diffusing and cleansing your air. And we did talk a little bit about cleansing your indoor air in the previous episode. So if you are interested in natural ways to do that, such as through plants, I did an entire episode on that. That was episode, I believe, number 51. It can be used topically as well. And then it can also, some essential oils can also be used even to make homemade bug spray and to help you avoid, help to deter and control outdoor pests naturally. If you don't want to use any chemical-based solutions, you can make your own as well. So there are a lot of benefits indoor, outdoor, on your body, on your hair, ways to use essential oils. Now, essential oils are basically concentrated. They're very, very highly concentrated, and they're usually distilled from different parts of plants. So lavender, and you could go, one of my favorite stores right now is Whole Foods, and Whole Foods has a variety of essential oils, different brands, a variety of scents, a variety of just different things to choose from. You could also, some people will mix essential oils for different benefits, or you can buy combination ones as well. So there's a lot of different ways. They're usually distilled from the leaves, roots, or flowers, just a variety of different parts from the plants, okay, and different herbs like that. So that's basically where they stem from and where they come from. And it can, like I said, you want to be very particular. Like my mom for Christmas for my brother, she received a diffuser and some essential oils that he had bought for her to use in our home. And with the diffuser, it came with a guide to kind of help you, for different benefits, just some suggestions and things like that, and other combinations of different essential oils that you could mix together. And it'll say, you know, like 4 drops max of lavender, or 8 to 10 drops. And depending on how many drops, of course, will depend on the intensity of the fragrance. So I personally prefer it when there's not too many drops of, cause like my favorite is lavender, the lavender essential oil. It just relaxes you. I think it smells great and things like that. And it can be used for stress purposes, like stress relief and things like that, cause it calms you down. And so that's a favorite of ours in our house. But the thing is I don't care for it when there's too many drops of it, because to me, I just have I don't know if it's like a sensitivity to smells, but just some smells just make me like it doesn't smell good to me after a while when it's too much of it, when it's too potent. So, and that's just me, whereas everybody else in my house thinks it smells great because it makes the whole house smell like it. So it just depends. And depending on your goals with using essential oils and your personal preference as well, can help you determine how many drops you should use as well. And so it is very important to understand, though, that essential oils are extremely concentrated. And so if you're using, we'll just call it a recipe, one of the recipes or suggestions on the back of your diffuser, for example, you don't necessarily really want to go overboard with it and thinking you're going to get more added benefits because it calls for 8 drops, but you add 16. It's not going to double the benefit because it is very concentrated, and it can have some, it can be harmful because you're consuming, breathing in too much of it as well. So that's definitely something to consider as well, especially with long-term use. Okay. And that can, and if you're just like me, it just doesn't smell good after a while. So that's the thing with that. So with that, we are going to cut it to my first break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss some uses of essential oils, as well as some different scents and what you can use the different essential oils for, some benefits of the varieties, some of the more common varieties of essential oils. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I wanted to give you guys some examples of uses for essential oils. Now, essential oils, you can, like I said, you can buy them at Whole Foods. You can buy them at different organic stores. So places that sell organic and home remedies. So you can also buy them at natural health food stores, at natural medicine stores as well. We have like Sunrise Natural Foods and things like that here in Sacramento. So there's a variety of different locations. You can also order them as well, and definitely do your research, because there are some essential oils that are made out of synthetic properties. So especially if you're trying to be more on the natural and organic side, that's definitely something that you want to keep an eye out for and to look into when choosing essential oils. And it can be dependent on what you're using it for. So you can use essential oils and other ingredients to create your natural cleaning products. And so we had discussed before previously when cleaning home, and this is in a previous episode that you can go back and listen to, for instance, using vinegar as a cleaning solution. And you can add some drops of essential oils to help mask the vinegar smell and to add a more pleasant scent to your cleaning product. Another great way to incorporate essential oils is also in place of candles and air fresheners. You can use it to make homemade laundry detergent as well. Some people will even use it when making homemade toothpaste, homemade lotions. We discussed this a little bit earlier. Deodorants as well, shampoo, body scrubs, lip balm. There's a lot of ways that you can use essential oils, and you can use it just for the perfume, for the fragrance as well. So there's a variety of ways that you can use it, and a lot of home remedies or home do-it-yourself at home products, like when you're making lotion, lip balm, hair masks, deodorant, like I had mentioned earlier, can definitely make it smell good. Because sometimes the products that we use, they might be unscented, or they have more, if you're using coconut oil for something, it has a kind of like a nutty, coconutty smell that sometimes some people don't like. And so you can add a couple of drops of a different essential oil into it and mix it together, and that will add some nice fragrance to it. And you can add that to your hair or whatever it may be. So just some ways that you can use essential oil are, so you can use them just regularly in a diffuser. And basically when you use a diffuser, you're just adding water, a couple of drops of the essential oils or oils, depending on if you're doing a combo or something like that. You close up the diffuser, turn it on, and it starts emitting this really soft, very, very soft mist into your home that then becomes a part of the scent. It becomes a part of the air throughout your home. And depending on how big your diffuser or how many that you have, you can really change the air of your home and the scent of your home as well. So that's one of the most common. Using it in a humidifier, something like that, is probably the most common use and the most well-known and easy, user-friendly introduction to essential oils. Now, essential oils can also be used topically. So you can use it on the skin, and it can and basically it gets absorbed there. It's very easily absorbed through our skin and into our body. So there are definitely some guidelines that you should look up. And again, depending upon your health situation, you should definitely consult a healthcare professional when wanting to incorporate this into your daily basis, your daily routine, excuse me, and especially when using it on children, because sometimes you will be told how to dilute the essential oil to for that it to be the best situation for you and your family. Another way that essential oils, now this is something that, because I like lavender essential oil, I can use lavender in everything because I think it smells great. But here are some uses, some common essential oils and their uses. And then probably later on in the episode, if I can get to it, I'm going to give you guys some examples on how to use essential oils in your hair. So peppermint is something that you can use, on your feet. If you use it on your feet, the bottom of your feet, it can help with nausea and fever. It's also very commonly used, of course, in homemade soaps and homemade cleaners for your home because of the scent, you know, the peppermint, the clean scent, excuse me. And then also, if you need to, you know, help with congestion as well, if you have it in a diffuser, or you can even use it in a humidifier to help and breathe in the steam and things like that to help open up your sinuses. So peppermint is really good if you're having like a slight cold. And then of course, lavender, it's considered a calming oil. Okay. So you can use it in a lot of skincare, do it yourself recipes. It's an antibacterial naturally. So it's also another good one to have in a homemade cleaner, excuse me. And you could even add it to, you know, bath water to help you relax and things like that. Another one that is really good, that is very common, that you probably have heard of and you haven't thought of it in this manner, but tea tree oil is another one that you can use it basically for a lot of things. You can use tea tree oil to help with a lot of things. It can be used as an antibacterial, so it can be used topically on your skin, on cuts, burns, scrapes, things like that, because it's naturally an antibacterial agent. And then it also makes good for cleaning products. And you can buy whole lines of products that feature tea tree oil, head to toe, roof to foundation for your home. People have been using tea tree oil for a very, very long time to aid with a lot of, like I said, body ailments, such as burns. I love it on, if you have like a cut, you have a blister, if you think that something might be getting infected soon. So like if you have a cut, there was one time, actually just recently, where I accidentally had like a small cut on my toe. And I think it was just from my other toenail just, you know, just accidentally cut my toe a little bit, whatever. But it was getting a little bit warm and I was worried that I was going to be infected. So what I did was after my shower and washing my feet and everything like that, I added a few drops of tea tree oil, covered it up with the Band-Aid, did that for 2 days. After that, it healed up, no problem. So it definitely can help when fighting, especially the onset of infections due to different cuts, scrapes and burns and things like that. That's something that I personally really enjoy and love about tea tree oil, is that you can use it to help prevent things like a flare up. Okay. And so that's one of my personal favorites. And like I said, you can those, and this is something that you can mix with a citrus oil or a lavender oil if you're using it for like a cleaning product solution, in a cleaning product solution, or using it to diffuse in your home as well. That's definitely something that you can mix. It's one of those oils that you can mix with other oils if you don't necessarily like the scent of tea tree, or if you don't want that just in your home. You can definitely mix it with my personal favorite, lavender, and that'll help with that. So with that, I'm going to cut it to my last break. And then when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some examples, some other examples of ways to use essential oils on your body, one being especially in your hair. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's GSMCpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I wanted to give you guys some examples on ways to use essential oils, especially for your body or just an everyday use as well. So one way that you can use essential oils is massaging it into your scalp and applying it to your hair, and it can help with, you can use it as a leave-in conditioner, I just repeated that, a deep leave-in conditioner, like a mask as well. And using, for example, lemongrass is a very potent antiviral and antifungal. So it's very good with helping with scalp issues and massaging it into your scalp and things like that by diluting it. And it can help prevent dandruff caused by yeast. Okay, juniper is another one. It's kind of fruity and it blends very well with other essential oils, and it can be helpful for hair that is very oily, then it can help strengthen brittle strands. So it's really good for overly oily scalps, and it can also help fight against scalp conditions as well, because it is an antiseptic. So if you have that dandruff or other things on your scalp, that's another way, another essential oil. And one other essential oil that is really good for minimizing the itchiness and flaking, especially which in conjunction with dandruff, is rosemary. Now, it can help treat both your dry and dull hair. And it also, on the flip side, so it helps with dry and dull hair, but it also helps with extremely oily hair as well. And so, and people have even said that it does help treat premature baldness because it stimulates the hair follicles. So that's rosemary. So it's definitely something if you wanted to try, if you are experiencing some slight baldness now and thinning of the hair, that can definitely help be something that you can dilute and massage into your scalp as well. And essential oils can also be used, like I said, for relaxation and for cosmetic purposes as well. You can use it to make a homemade lip balm, and a typical recipe includes coconut oil, beeswax, and lavender oil, and that can help with extremely chapped lips. You can also mix in lavender oil to help alleviate insomnia, because it helps relax you and calms you down. So some people even sprinkle or mist a little bit of it on your pillow to help, lavender oil on their pillows to help with, to help you fall asleep, to help relax you and to help you fall asleep. You can mix it also in a detox bath. You can use different essential oils. A common one, of course, is lavender, because it helps relax you. But you can mix it with Epsom salts and sea salts to a warm bath to help cleanse your body and just relax yourself as well. Another one is adding chamomile to bedding, lightly, of course, to bedding or blankets to help calm an upset child. If you need to have a foot bath, say for instance you're having a really stressful day, your feet are swollen, things like that, you can add to a warm bowl. You can also do it inside the bath as well. A few drops of lemon or eucalyptus oil in a large bowl of warm water will help soothe your feet. I also like adding in Epsom salt as well. You can also buy Epsom salt that has lavender mixed with it. So if you know, that's another one as well. Some people use sandalwood before and after Yoga and Pilates to help relax you as well. So it's definitely something that you can add to your daily lifestyle through, you know, to help you relax, to add calming benefits, especially with lavender. And lavender comes up a lot because it really does help with that. You can use jasmine oil to create a natural perfume. Some people also mix it with vanilla as well to create kind of like a perfume. There have been some studies that say that it can help reduce cellulite, that if you mix grapefruit essential oil with coconut oil and rub it into those affected areas, that it does help reduce cellulite. Some people have even made homemade face washes to help with acne by mixing in tea tree oil with honey and rubbing that on your face as, and then rinsing that off with warm water. A few drops of peppermint oil will definitely freshen up your breath. It's peppermint oil. And then one of my personal favorites that I think I actually might try now that I am running out of my deodorant is combining coconut oil, beeswax, and your favorite essential oils such as cedarwood or clove oil. Some people use lavender, of course, and even tea tree oil to create your own homemade deodorant. This is something that I actually think I am going to try. I'm going to look up a few different recipes and see and kind of do some research on some homemade deodorant, because I have heard that simply using coconut oil does help as a deodorant, whereas adding in those essential oils can add a fragrance as well. So I'm interested because, like I said, we do have some essential oils at home because we have the diffuser, but I need to do some research and see, because it's another thing. I'm not quite sure if that is the same essential oils that we have, if it can be used topically. So you definitely want to be careful and know what it is that you're putting on your body before using it. There are some, like I said, I had mentioned earlier, that are made out of synthetic properties that I don't think that you would really want to rub on your body as well. So especially if you're trying to make a change in your lifestyle and do more home style and more do-it-yourself and organic products to use around your home and on your body, that's definitely something that you want to look into first, okay? And then some people use it as a body spray. You could add a couple drops to, you know, water and spray that on your body for just as a way to just freshen up, or just have as a light fragrance or perfume. Some people believe adding lemon oil to coconut oil and rubbing that on your teeth can help whiten your teeth as well. So that's definitely another thing that I'm quite interested in trying, because you guys know that I love white teeth. So it definitely, and then last but not least, another way to use essential oils is to help relieve nausea. So the peppermint oil, breathing it through your nose can help alleviate nausea, as well as if, you know, you rub it onto your chest and neck, can also help relieve some nausea that you may be feeling. And that's a quick way. It doesn't smell too bad. You'll smell a little pepperminty, but I guess you'll smell minty fresh versus, you know, that's something that even if you're feeling a little bit nauseous in public and adding some of that peppermint essential oil, it wouldn't be offensive to other people when they're walking by you. I don't know. I just feel like when people have like a vapor rub, you know that they're sick, right? Because it's like, you smell like vapor rub, so you smell kind of sticky because that scent is associated with being stuffy and congested and not feeling good. So I think that peppermint would not give that away. If you're one of those people that's really worried about how you smell out in public, that's one way to help yourself, but not give it away that you're feeling really nauseous at the same time. So anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. You have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will see you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.